The 10 o'clock hour, sooner or later, begins now. So, Tausch, just briefly so we can get someone back toward being on the clock. Where does Sean Ryan go from here? Because if Matt LaFleur says this publicly, and he also says what a good football player he is when he's, you know, conditioned, and what a difference he can make, and the fact that they rotated him last year now makes a lot more sense. Where does he go from here after our conversation with Brian?
He works. I think that it should be a wake-up call to him. You know, and I think not grabbing hold of that right guard spot, which everybody thought he was going to, was a wake-up call too. Because, you know, this isn't your rookie year and, oh, well, let him develop and grow. This is his time. So he's now in a position where I think he's viewed as kind of that sixth guy, which is not a bad place to be. Mm-hmm. But I would just guess that when he sees and hears those comments, he's heard this before. And I think it's the lack of consistency, and I think they look at it from, is it a lack of consistency because you're not able to do it on a consistent basis because you haven't put yourself in that position? That was abundantly clear by Matt's comments the other day. So mm-hmm. this is not a case where you kind of cower down, and I always look at it, one of the great resilience stories is Scotty Wells, because he mm-hmm. had cut, and he should not have been cut, and he was pissed. And he was angry. And the easy thing to do when you're pissed and when you're angry is just say, I'm at the hell with it. I'm getting out of here. And he had opportunities to leave.
He did.
But he wisely took emotion out of it and said, I know I'm better than these guys. I know that this was, you know, short-sighted by them. And I've put all this work in, know the system, know the coaches. I'm going to stay here, even though it just, I mean, makes me miserable sitting in here as a practice squad player. And you know what? Middle of that season, he's playing, and he ends up having a great NFL career, a lot of it in Green Bay, because mm-hmm. he just said, I'm going to get back to it, man. You can sit and pout. You know what? My old high school basketball coach, when he took my jersey away as a sophomore on a state championship team, when you come back, it's not, hey, nobody feels sorry for it. You got to earn every opportunity you get. And sometimes you feel like you got slighted. You're going to end up punishing yourself by not just figuring things out. So sometimes it is the best case to go and get a new environment and kind of change that scenery up. But in this case, I think Sean Ryan's a good football player. We've seen it. But you got to do it consistently, and you have to do it so the coaches believe and trust you. Now, if I'm a sixth man all year as Sean Ryan, then you start wondering, okay, am I going to get a look from these coaches? Because perception becomes reality. Mm-hmm. And the perception now, whether he likes it or not, is going to be what Matt LaFleur said. Until he gets out there and plays really good football for a long period of time, then it's, hey, he's a really good, solid player. And like TJ Lang had a story. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that now. They talk about mm-hmm. what a great player he was and how he finishes mm-hmm. all those things. Narratives can change very quickly just by being a good player.
Yeah, and to be honest, you always say the league comes at you fast. Eddie Lacy never recovered, really, from McCarthy saying that. That was after he'd had the back-to-back 1,100-yard seasons. And, you know, not that long after that, he was out of the league. So how Sean Ryan handles this will be fascinating to see. All right, we're going to try and get back on the clock here. Want to remind you that when it comes to making the switch to a bank, I know, I get it. It's a pain. You got to change all your auto pays and your direct deposits and whatever else. But it's worth it if you make the switch to Associated Bank. Not only do you get Packers checking with your Packers debit MasterCard and 10% off the Packers Pro Shop, you also get early pay where you get your money up to 2 days early with direct deposit from your employer. But most importantly, you get the best customer service in the industry. I've experienced it for myself many, many times. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More with Tausch live from high above the grass fields at Badgers football practice. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
still recovering from our lengthy conversation with Brian Bulaga, which, again, I understand, Jesse, that there are rules of radio, but Brian's worth it. And we did, I think, surprise him with the conditioning thing being made public. I think he made a really good point about that being, generally speaking, a private conversation, not necessarily one that comes up publicly.
Hey, Jesse, quick question for you. I know Jason didn't watch The Office. Great show. One of the great shows, I think one of the last great sitcoms. You did watch The Office, correct?
I'm not as big a fan of it as many others are, but I have seen it, yes.
So we have an interesting little thing happen, and I just remember this from Dwight Schrute. LePay and I just got Schruted up here on the parking structure. So Dwight Schrute and who's the worst at Andy Bernard? We're both.
Is that Ed Helms?
Ed Helms. Oh my God!
That's
Ed
our Super Helms. Bowl preview.
So we're standing here minding our own business. It's a big parking garage. So there's, you know, it's getting busier because it's obviously 10:30. There's still 5-6 spots. We're standing here, and there was an episode where I think Dwight and Bernard were like vying for some. They were getting engaged and. Dwight was kind of getting after his fiance. It was a whole deal. They were going to fight. Well, it turns out he puts a note up on the parking spot. An old boy comes sidling in with one of those little baby hybrids and pins him up against the fence. Well, that happened to me very closely with a minivan. I'm standing here. And again, it's getting tight. There's not as many spots as there was in the beginning. But we're sitting here minding our business, watching practice. And I hear this sidling come up, and all of a sudden I turn and look, and I about blew my knee out on the back of this minivan, on the front of this minivan. And then the guy's like, hey, can you move a little bit? And I'm like, well, it is a parking structure. But at that point, there are still like 20 spots right on the other side. And he sidles up and tries to jam me into the concrete. And then LePay, who's a lot nicer than I am, he kind of sees it coming and he sidled out of the way. I was kind of like, come on, bro. There's other spots you could park at.
What does sidling, you've used sidling like 6 times in the story. What do you mean by that?
It's a smooth, quiet, like I couldn't hear because it's a hybrid car. So you don't hear the engine. It's not like a big old glass pack or a muffler. It's quiet. And I'm sitting here and it's like,
but
all of a sudden.
Sidled you up against the concrete.
So it's like it snuck up on you.
It snuck up and I kind of felt it up against my calf.
So he hit you?
Well, he didn't hit me, but when I stepped back, when I stepped backwards, I hit the car, and then he had parked it, and then I think he was like, I need to slide it up or I'm going to get hit. Can you move? And I'm like, well, I don't have a choice. This is a parking garage. But it just reminded me of The Office, and we about just got taken out up here watching practice. So,
well, if that had happened, you could have called Gruber Law Offices. That's all. David and his team are there if you've been seriously injured or been sidled by a minivan in the parking structure.
I just sidled myself there, too.
414.
Should I send a picture of the plates out?
No.
No, let's not do that.
Well, if I wanted to use David Gruber, that would be a good idea for me to do.
414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. That's the number Tausch would call if he'd like to bring some sort of litigation against this minivan driver from Illinois. More likely, though, you need to make the call if you have been seriously injured as opposed to sidled, the way Tausch says. Go to the website to find out more about the firm. It's gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. Apparently, Matt LaFleur's vomit quote was making the rounds yesterday across national radio. We will hear how that was received by our buddy Evan Cohen next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Turn the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because you feel
we'll be right back.
All right, I'm really eager. I did not hear these things, Jesse. Quite frankly, the attention that the "I want to vomit" quote received. I had a few people getting after me. How's it feel that Matt LaFleur laughing at you? Well, first of all, I thought he was laughing with me. And secondly, he didn't take the question the way it was intended. But we're good. Again, great.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Amen to that. We're all in this sucker together, Matt.
We're all in this sucker together, that's for sure.
Indeed, we are. But, Jesse, I want to hear what Evan Cohen, our good friend and teammate and Mr. ESPN Radio nationally, had to say. So he referenced this on multiple shows? Is that what occurred here?
Yeah, it came up on Sportsmanlike. The part that I want to play for you was when he was filling in for Greeny, who had a day off yesterday. So Evan was filling in, hosting Greeny. He's kind of the number one guy off the bench for that show many days. Uh-huh. And you may be familiar with producer Hembo is also an active contributor to that program.
Indeed, so, much like you are.
We will get to part two in a moment when they actually have a question about the wide receiver commentary. But first, here is simply what happened when they were referencing the audio of Matt LaFleur.
That was the voice of Matt LaFleur being asked a question by Jason Wilde of ESPN Wisconsin, Wilde and Tausch. So,
it's not pronounced wild?
No.
Oh, go on. I'm going to keep that in the back of my brain now.
That's your reaction to all of that?
I mean, I liked the LaFleur sound was great, but I already knew all that stuff that he said. I didn't know that man's name was pronounced Wilde.
Yeah, what?
Isn't it spelled Wilde?
Yeah, but why would you think that's wild if there's an E at the end?
Because, I mean, a silent E is very prevalent in the English language.
So, okay.
Like, if someone's name was Earl with an E at the end, you wouldn't call him Early. I mean, you might call Earl Early, but you wouldn't call him Early.
But there would be a Y for that, no?
Not necessarily.
No, his name is Wilde.
Good to know.
Hence, Wilde and Tausch.
I knew Tausch.
Okay, sounds like it. Anyway.
You love that LaFleur sound, don't you?
Wow.
There
well,
you go.
First off, thank you, Evan. And thank you, Hembo. I have to agree. People will ask all the time, why wild? Because as Hembo so eloquently put it, the E being silent is pretty dominant in the English language. So I get it.
So if you are of English descent, like Oscar Wilde, for example, Olivia Wilde, it is the silent E. If you are of German descent, which is what I am in part, sehr gut, Germans obviously pronounce the not silent E because it's not silent for them. So it's Wilde. So that's for anybody who gives a damn about this, which I can't think there are many people. So
Wilde and Tausch.
It has, between the two of us, we have gotten. Wasn't it Sarah Spain who got Tausch's name?
Is it Touch? It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
Touchy. Indeed. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm glad that Hembo now is on the same page as Evan with my last name.
I like you being referred to as that man.
That man. There goes that man. Yeah, indeed. I'm the man. But I would like to hear what, from a actual content perspective, as opposed to just my last name perspective, what this led to.
Yeah, here's part two.
What is the definition of a number one receiver? When we're asking the question of the Green Bay Packers, just as an example here, and the question is about whether or not, and it's not just Jason's question, but I mean, Jason was the one who asked it, they have a number one receiver. So Romeo Doubs, Shaden Reed, Christian Watson, Dontavian Wicks, like they have guys that would be in the mix for the top receiver on a team. Does a number one receiver have to be a wide receiver? Who's Patrick Mahomes' number one receiver?
Tight end.
Okay. Tom Brady's number one receiver, I would think, the person that he was at his best with, is a debate between Rob Gronkowski, tight end, and Julian Edelman, who was a wide receiver, obviously, but I don't know that people would say he was a number one receiver. Yet I think he was as valuable at that position as literally any player in the league, any player at the time he was in the league, because he made the best player in the sport even better.
What do you think?
Great. Great. I would love to discuss that with him tomorrow when he's scheduled to appear, because I agree with him. When it comes to who the number one receiver is, it's not as simple as, well, who has the most catches or who has the most yards. More often than not, that's exactly who it is. And if it's a tight end, that's fine. But with a group like this, Tausch, this was the point that we were making about Romeo Doubs. Who's the guy you're going to on third down and who's the guy you're going to the red zone? That's Romeo Doubs. And to me, that makes him, in those crucial situations, more of a number one receiver than anybody else.
Yeah, it comes down to the trust factor and who you're going to and the money's on the table, because it doesn't always necessarily have to be your best player. It usually is.
Right.
But Gronk would be Tom Brady's number one of all. And if he's forgetting Randy Moss, but Julian Edelman was the guy, because defenses would take Gronk away. That's the other tricky part to this whole conversation. But it is interesting to say, well, who is their number one? You know, there's always debate as far as where, you know, he has 70 catches. He had 62, but he had 23 on third down. I would think there's a good chance that this season will go and we'll have it narrowed down to two guys as far as who that number one's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you're going to ever get to the point, well, there's four or five guys that could be your number one. I don't think it'll be that varied.
All right, we're going to play some trivia and let Tausch do a little yucking it up with his parking garage friends and maybe chase down the driver of that minivan. Jesse, can we really play trivia when it's Wednesday and it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday without Tausch? Are we really going to do that?
We're going to do it. Old T makes his own bet. If he wants to go to practice and
definitely
skip
makes
out
his
on
own rules.
Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, so be it. The rest of us aren't going to miss out on the fun, so we're still playing.
All right. Well, we will take caller 13 in honor of Dontavian Wicks, the Packers' number one wide receiver. Caller 13, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 13 for Wilde and Tausch trivia. And it is, again, because it's Wednesday, it is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. So be sure to be ready with your geography knowledge. Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever. Oh, I
time to play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Tim in Madison. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Tausch is not here, so you will not be getting any help on Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Not that he's all that helpful anyway. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one is this. Which of these Wisconsin cities is the home of the Dodge County Fair, taking place today through Sunday? Is it Beaver Dam, Rhinelander, or Sun Fair?
I know Sun Prairie is in Dane County. You said, what were the other two? Beaver Dam and
Rhinelander.
I'll say Beaver Dam.
That's smart for you to do. Beaver Dam is correct. All right, question two, Tim, is this. Sharing its name with a decorated Olympian, which of these northern Wisconsin cities is located just north of the Eagle River? Let me try that again since I'm stumbling all over this. sharing its name with the last name of a decorated Olympian. Which of these northern Wisconsin cities is located just north of Eagle River? Is it Ledecky, Wisconsin, Phelps, Wisconsin, or Owens, Wisconsin?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah, the problem is I don't know where Eagle River is.
Yeah, it's north.
Let's say Owens, Wisconsin.
Now, Jesse, is there a Ledecky, Wisconsin?
To my knowledge, there is not a Ledecky, Wisconsin, nor an Owens, Wisconsin.
I believe there's an Owen, Wisconsin.
Oh, really? Okay. Like,
Owen Withy, if I recall correctly. I know there's a Weston, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Weston mm-hmm. Hodquist. Mm-hmm. But correct answer, Phelps. Michael Phelps. Is it named for Michael Phelps?
It is not. It
must be a new town.
It is not. Unless they want to re-establish and
rebrand. Yeah.
Yeah. They could do that.
All right, Tim, let's bounce back on question three. Longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest west? Farthest west. And the good news for you is Eagle River is not one of the options. Is it Montello, Marshfield, or Marquesan?
Sorry, what was the last one?
Marquesan, Montello, Marshfield, or Marquesan?
Let's say Montello.
You can say that, but you'd be wrong. Jesse, what's the correct answer there?
Marshfield is the furthest to the west.
Indeed it is.
Longitudinally speaking.
That's in Tausch's old neck of the woods.
And if Tausch was on the show, he'd be like, oh, Marshfield, it's up around.
But he's not, so he won't be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tim, you only got one right. You put an end to any hopes of a perfect week this week, although was that already over?
Yeah, that was over yesterday, so no pressure for Tim.
So no
yeah,
fault on you.
Do it.
And he's had all the entries and hasn't won in the last few weeks, so maybe by only getting one of those questions right, he'll have a better chance. Change his
there
luck up
go.
A little bit.
Maybe. All right, Tim, good luck. You got two entries into the drawing on Friday. We appreciate you playing. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.
That is Wilde and Tausch trivia. All right, so here's what we're going to do as we work to get old T back. So is practice ending for the Badgers?
He said it would go till about 11 was what he said before the show got started. Now, given the state of things in the parking garage that he's hanging out in, I don't know if it's a hard deadline of 11 o'clock, a soft deadline of 11 o'clock, but he'll be bouncing around, I'm sure. So I think he'll be back to join us for the start of the 11 o'clock hour here in a couple minutes.
Well, we'll all find out together because, as you may have noticed, when Tausch isn't here, we end the hour on time. We will kick off.
No.
It happened. It did. That's now, again, the Brian Bulaga special exception is completely different. That's just, we don't care. We love having Brian. We keep him as long as we can. But the other random, I almost got sidled by a minivan conversations that tend to happen. That's a little bit different. So we will see if old T joins us again for the 11 o'clock hour. That will begin with or without him in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.